it's time to rise. Throw off chains and run to the light. It's a freedom. You are freedom. Come away, and it's time to rise. And throw off chains and run to the light. It's a freedom. You are free. We'll be right back.
the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a
says, the Lord also will be a refuge and a stronghold for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble. And those who know your name, who have experienced your precious mercy, will put their confident trust in you, which is Jesus. For you, O Lord, have not abandoned those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his great and wondrous deeds.
calling the church body to a refining. I'm stirring the pot. And as I'm stirring the pot, I'm turning up the fire. I need you clean and spotless for my return. For surely I am returning quickly. Some of you need refining in an attitude. Some of you need refining in negativity. Some of you need refining in an addiction. Some of you need refining just in obedience. Some of you need refining just to come into my house and serve me and praise me and worship me. I will turn your ashes into beauty. But just let me refine you. Let me refine you.
Amen.
Take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here, my life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed, I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life, I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
Whatever you desire, Lord, here's my.
sacrifice. I wanna burn for you.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, this worship team is something else, aren't they? They do a great job. Let's give the worship team a hand of praise. They keep getting me caught up in worship to the point where I forget. I know what song is supposed to be ending and what song I'm supposed to be responding to, but I like it when I get caught up in worship. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, as you can see, I'm by myself today. I don't know if that's good or bad. You know me, I can get out of control when Pastor Regina's not around. Praise the name of the Lord. But we're going to have a good day. I do want to remind you of a couple things coming up. Next Saturday, we have the ladies' Christmas party. Amen. And boy, look, they're all aware of that, aren't they? Amen, amen. And I believe that's going to get kicked off at 1 o'clock, and you guys are going to have a great time. And then also, I believe that that is the 11th, and then the 12th, on Sunday morning, we are going to have a baptism, amen? I got several people that want to get baptized. So, and listen, if you have not let me know yet, listen, you are still welcome to get baptized. Just let me know. And what I'm going to tell you is you are going to need to bring a towel and a clean, another set of clothes with you, because I'm not just going to sprinkle it on your forehead. Amen. We're going to go ahead and do what the Bible says. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's all going to be good stuff. And then what I also want you to do is I'm doing something different this year. I don't know how different it is, but because our Thursday night service falls the day before our Christmas Eve service, and that is a Thursday, and Christmas Eve is on Friday, I believe we're just going to have a Christmas Eve service. Ooh. So that's kind of different. Okay. So I'm going to let you take a break on Thursday, but that means I get to take in add more time to what we do starting at about 6:30 on Thursday or on Friday, Christmas Eve, okay? But remember, that's our special service that we do, the candle lighting and everything, and We have special singing going on. Praise God. So that will be a really good service for us, okay? So with that being said, I think it's time for me to let all these guys out of here. Pastor Jared, I think they're glad to get going and be with you as opposed to me. Amen. And then what I'm going to take a look at is, I do believe that during November and during December that these are great times, first of all, for us to be thankful about what's been going on. But I also think that it's a good time for us to review ourselves, amen? And so our offering today is kind of a review of what do we have ourselves involved in, because in Exodus chapter 10, there's a time where Pharaoh was contending with Moses, and Moses